Today, President Bush urged the Senate to move quickly to confirm his nominee for Attorney General, Michael Mukasey. Judge Mukasey is now all but certain to win Senate approval. Yesterday, two Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee endorsed him. Other Democrats will vote no because Judge Mukasey refuses to say whether he views the interrogation practice known as waterboarding as torture. CIA interrogators are believed to have used this technique, which simulates drowning. We may think that the controversy over waterboarding arose with the Bush administration's response to the 9/11 attacks, but the practice has a long history of controversy, and Professor Darius Rajali of Reed College has studied that history. I asked him when a technique like waterboarding was first recorded in history.
Well, the earliest cases date from about the 17th century. These are either cases from the Inquisition, where they pump water down your bowels, or from farther in the East Indies, where the Dutch put rags on the faces of the prisoner and pour water on the face. So these are the earliest cases.
Professor Rajali, I've read that American troops used simulated drowning in the Philippines at the end of the 19th century after the Spanish-American War. So I'm talking about the years 1902 to 1905. U.S. forces were trying to put down an insurgency in the Philippines. What exactly did they do vis-a-vis water techniques?
The water technique involved opening the mouths of insurgents and pumping their mouths full of water till their stomachs bloated, which kind of produces the sharpest internal pain that a person can feel. It's like your organs are on fire.
So was it called torture?
Yes, there was no question that it was called torture. Even the president in his correspondence referred to it as a mild Filipino torture, and he insisted that no one was damaged by it. But he
President Teddy Roosevelt.
That's right, Teddy Roosevelt. He had no problem calling it torture, which is a real sharp contrast to what we debate today. I mean, what was controversial at the time was whether a civilized nation like the United States should use the uncivilized methods of the Spanish Empire and other sort of inquisitional practices in pursuing counterinsurgency wars. Whereas these days we debate whether this even counts as torture. They had no doubts it was torture. The only question was whether a civilized nation should use it.
Didn't court martials arise from this?
Yes, there were court martials, and I believe the name of the most famous case was the case of a major by the name of Edwin Glenn, who was court martialed for the use of the water cure. The other important point is that many decommissioned soldiers, when they came back to the United States, brought with them knowledge of these techniques. When a soldier gets decommissioned, he ends up becoming a policeman or something like that. Many of these tortures appeared then in the South, especially, as well as military prison lockups for conscientious objectors during World War I.
After these cases around the turn of the century, was the practice of waterboarding ever used by American interrogators again?
Yes, there was a case that was well known in 1968 in which an American soldier was caught on camera assisting South Vietnamese interrogators. As soon as those pictures appeared in the Washington Post, the soldier was subsequently court-martialed on February 28, 1968, 2 months after the pictures came out. There are other sort of unconfirmed reports of the use of waterboarding by American troops in Vietnam in this period as well.
Allied troops were tortured by the Japanese during World War II. Did the Japanese practice a form of waterboarding, and did the U.S. government consider this torture?
To both questions, yes, the Japanese were among the most consistent users of water torture, and these techniques were subject of court trials that involved accusations of torture and mistreatment of American and British and other allied POWs. And the cases in which these Japanese POW commanders were involved, they were all convicted.
Mm-hmm. Of all the techniques that U.S. interrogators have used on terrorism suspects since September 11, 2001, why do you think waterboarding has been singled out for such attention?
The more specific one is about the history and the name of a particular technique, the more outraged the American public tends to be. So the more specific you are, the more the opposition exists.
Darius Rajali is chairman of the Political Science Department at Reed College. He has a book coming out called Torture and Democracy. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
You can read a victim's firsthand account of waterboarding and learn more about its use throughout history at npr.org.